Good to be back home from the Brownsville meeting. By the way, it was 71 degrees when I left there. And I only made it to Dallas. They canceled all flights into Little Rock, so I finally got home yesterday. And yesterday, I think I tried to get on three planes before I finally got on one. I went up to one gate and said, "Is this plane full?" They said, "Full? It's full, and we've got 30 standbys. You want on the list?" I said, "When's the next Little Rock flight going out? I'll go down to that gate, see if I can get on a shorter list." But anyway, I finally did get home. Thank the Lord. I'll give you a little report on the meeting in Brownsville. Oh, I'll announce this too upstairs later, but I decided, and I asked the brethren, and they agreed with me that we probably shouldn't have a youth meeting next year. The convention center's having a youth meeting, and there's a general meeting in Florida in July next year, and that would be three meetings in the same month. So I told them that we would. This year. I had thought we would have a meeting the last 3 days of July, but I just felt like maybe we ought not to do that. However, in 2011, it was our intent to have a ministers' meeting, which they are wanting us to have one in April, or mentioned for us to have one in April. We finally decided we'd take one meeting a year and announce all the meetings for the next year. So that they don't get just slipped in this meeting and that meeting, and it's a little confusing. So everyone agreed that if we'd take one minister's meeting a year and go over meetings and announce all the regional and at least the regional and general meetings for the following year, it would be a better order. So, no, that. We'll take one minister's meeting every year and announce all the meetings for the next year. And yes. In 2011, if we decide not to have a minister's meeting, well, we could have both, but it sure be hard on this assembly, I think, to be pretty taxing, everybody trying to take, we'll just have one or the other. I am considering that we might have a youth meeting in 2011 and wait to another year before we have a minister's meeting. But we're going to discuss meetings next month, in March, at DuQuoin. They added a minister's meeting for DuQuoin, Illinois, Brother Fitzsimmons. So that's when we're going to announce meetings for 2011. So, I don't know. A lot of people I know want us to have youth meetings, and we don't want to stop having them because God's always blessed Little Rock youth meetings, and it's a good location for it. But I just felt like to have three meetings in July was a little bit heavy for everyone, and I offered to yield. Of course, we could have moved. Someone did ask if we could move to August. I said, well, have to be like the first few days of August because school starts back, and that might. Anyway, that still could be an option next. In March, we still might look at it and see how many people ask us to make some adjustments for it. I don't think it'll affect the Louisville or the convention center. They have a youth meeting every year, but that's, we're far enough away from that region that it wouldn't, you know, we generally have people come from all over, but generally Texas and Oklahoma and Arkansas and Illinois and Tennessee and Missouri makes up the main bulk of our crowd, and so it really, I don't think, would affect, and I don't think too many people are going to go as far as Louisville for a youth meeting. So it may be that we would add it back, but at the time we were discussing adding this general meeting. That's the thing, it's not a minister's meeting, but it's a general meeting in Florida, Lake Worth, Florida. It's Brother Rogers' meeting, but Brother Rogers is the pastor of the church in St. Mark, Haiti, where we've always had general meetings there, and he's moved to Florida. And there's a lot of his people from Haiti that had moved to Florida, and of course when he decided to move to Florida and started a church there, well, all of his people wanted to go to his church, so he immediately had like 100 people that came out of other churches that wanted to go back to their original pastor. And but it may bring a certain amount of peace to work, start working some peace to the South Florida area as far as trying to bring a little bit more in unity. Brother Rogers goes way back to Brother Nick, and he's been a proven a good man and elder in Haiti, and so we'll just have to see. But the thing is, that's a general meeting, so there may be a lot of people that have their youth that want to go, that may go to that meeting, and so it could hinder a youth meeting in that month. Yeah, it may be a big meeting. I don't know yet. I understand he's building a pretty big building, but I don't know of anything in Florida that can even handle Florida, much less a general meeting, so they may be going to rent. I didn't get a chance to ask him about all that. Yeah, it'll be a big meeting, so I don't know. Well, I was in weekend before last, or was it last weekend? Weekend before last, I was in Brother George's regional fellowship meeting down there, and I don't know how many of you have been in Brother George's building, but it was packed with just Haitians from down there. It was just two of us, just two American pastors there from, you know, American or Anglo churches in America, I guess I'd say. Anyway, his building was full, and so it'd take a big building to have a general meeting down there. But it just seems like God knows, you know. We have general meetings in Wichita, and that building's not very much building bigger than the building here, and it just seems like it's always full, but never, you know, just overrun. And so it seems like the Lord just always sends enough people for a meeting or whatever size it can hold. And then I guess I'll give you just a short report on the Cross Plains situation. That was dealt with the first day. And Brother Farmer doesn't feel like he could back up on anything. And so at the present time, it was, the judgment was, is that the Brotherhood would withdraw from Brother Farmer but admonish him as a brother. He was not disfellowship, but he was asked to remove himself from the tables at ministers' meetings and from prominent chairs and speaking and having a voice of influence in the body. And so it's a sad day or something like that to take place, but hopefully, you know, God will work something in it that'll ultimately bring about a peace and a correction. But the spirit of the body is what is at stake here, and so I feel like it's a new day. I never have, all the years I've been here, I've never seen any brother in this body that was in a prominent position ever demoted for just conduct unbecoming of a minister or leading minister. I've never seen that happen. We've had things judged off of from immorality, but just for a minister to rise up but I don't think we've ever had a man that was doing what Brother Farmer's done either. But we have moved into a new time. You could see that in this meeting there was a certain fear that came with that, seemed like, that men realized that you can no longer just do what you want to do and get by with it in this body. So I feel like it was proper and seemed like the Lord was in it. It's charting new territory, and there was quite a bit of mercy and gentleness administered with it, and so I felt like it probably, under the circumstances, it was dealt with as probably as well as could be expected. Has anybody got any questions on that before we go on into our Bible study? Well, it's obvious that either way he went, he was going to lose. But he's going to lose more if he backs up, because a lot of the younger people, and that's the reason that we had to do something, is because there's a lot of young people in the body from all over that are sympathetic with this, and they don't understand. A lot of young people don't understand why it's so important, you know, for us to maintain a holiness standard of dress. And seemed like the main issue was in women's wearing pants, even to church. I mean, just opening up completely. But that wasn't the whole issue. It's everything. There's really no restrictions on dress codes whatsoever, is the position Brother Farmer's basically taking, other than anything that would be lewd or immoral. You know, I mean, he wouldn't want you to cross the lines of being immoral with it. I think his position is that if the Bible doesn't identify it as sin, he doesn't either. And so... we did, you know, but you know, it, his question, you know, is it sin? Would it be sin, you know, in other words, for an example, for ministers to wear blue jeans and a t-shirt on the platform? There's not anything in the Bible against it. And he's not against it either, basically. said there's nothing in the Bible that says how you got to dress. So when you turn things loose that much, you're going to lose God out of your midst. We know that. History's proven that. Every man that's ever took that route has saw demise from it. So, but for some reason, he's having trouble. He feels like he can do it and not and hold a certain element of righteous spirit and mindset about it. And I don't understand that, but anyway, it's a local problem there, and but it because he had a voice of leadership and was moving into that more and more, it was influencing people. Just like, you know, it will affect the body if it was allowed to go on. For an example, in our last youth meeting here last year, Brother Farmer's son went right up into our media booth with a full beard, didn't ask anybody, just, and he knows we don't believe in that. And but see, he that when you impose yourself boldly that way, you come into another assembly. Another one of his family members in the band showed up one night without a tie, and every service. See, I didn't notice a bit, but one. And see, that just is an infiltration. Before long, that's got to catch on. And if you don't have it, and if the ministry don't do anything about it, then. You know, so I made up my mind in that meeting that I wouldn't allow that to go on anymore. I'd remove that for anybody from you know, the platform, the band, or any other area that of influence that would come in and take that sort of liberty. But at the time, you know, you feel like, you know, this is Brother Farmer's people. What is going on here? You know, and anyway, it's a sad situation, but. Communicating. Yes. Right, and it's there's a lot of issues involved here. As you know, we had another minister that was pretty belligerent and attacking, malicious, you might say, in a way. Towards Brother Farmer, and that caused people to be more sympathetic towards him. A lot of times it's the way things are handled is what people are against more than what's actually happening. But you can't let the issue be clouded with that, you know, in other words, you don't deal with something because somebody else is not responding to it, or they're reacting wrong, or not. You know, that's another issue that has to be dealt with. But the issue of that's at hand that we're dealing with is what has to be dealt with. In fact, somebody said and told me, I was told that you know, some of the men in this meeting said, "Well, I agree with what position has been taken, but I don't agree with the process that it took place in." And I can see why there some men are saying that. At the same time, you have to accept the government that we have, and there may be some problems in it, but those things will have to be dealt with. But overall, the judgment was balanced and I think a proper judgment. I just think we ought to all have a spirit, though, towards Brother Farmer, that we love him, we care about him, and we want to pray for him, and we don't want to beat him up or with words or, you know, sometimes some people take the underdog side. It's just human nature to take the underdog side. But of course, if he gets to be a big dog, it's a human nature to want to beat him down, you know, and or beat him up if he's too tough. You're looking for somebody that can handle him. But you know, we can't do that in the body of Christ. We want to have the right spirit and pray and hope that God will restore and bring peace in all these matters. So I don't feel like it's over. I've still got a ray of hope, you know, for that assembly to pull out of this. But I do know there's trouble ahead for that, because I know there's several people that's planning on moving from there because they want to stay with the general body. And so that's like I said, either way he went, but there's people that's going to move there too that, you know, is maybe sympathetic with that. Another thing is you come, you know, you can come